Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
Just things, and there's still so much to do, but I make the most of every day whenever I'm with you,
because
it's not about the summer sun or even all the things we've done. It's not about the change in the weather. It's just about the time we spend with our family and with our friends. Just about the time spent together.
It's just about the time, not the weather. It's just about the time spent together.
It started real simple with a cool roller coaster, an awesome beach party, then we raced stock cars. We were one-hit wonders with a big hit song, and in a special two-parter, we sent Candace to Mars. We built treehouse robots, hunted Bigfoot and a mummy, got the band back together, and our parents too.
When my brother got busted, he was only a dream.
But who had that dream? Was it Perry or you?
Actually, I think my dream was inside of Perry's dream.
My mind is blown.
There's been 104 days of summer vacation. We've had a lot of fun and sung a lot of songs. So now it's time for a big celebration, cause it's been a great summer, and we thank you for coming along.
Thank you all for coming along.
Just wanna thank you all for coming along.
I'm 6'2" and I fight a little platypus. You think I'd be victorious just every now and then? I've had a whole lot of schemes and a lot of enablers, but I feel
over and over.
Fun,
we spent a day fighting pharmaceutical zombies. Would have solved cold fusion, but did fashion instead. We met Cliff Balloon and me, and the lake nose monster. But we're still baffled by the giant floating baby head. We played hockey Z9 and football X7. We went round the world and to the very edge of space. We met our doppelgangers in the second dimension. Isabella kissed me, but I got my mind erased.
Hey, what?
You just wait 10 years.
There's been 104 days of summer vacation. We've had a lot of fun and sung a lot of songs. So we think it's time for a big celebration. And it's been a great summer, so we thank you for coming along.
Distracted and in traffic, I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? It's been a year now, think I figured out how to let you go and let communication die out. I know you know, we know you weren't down for forever, and it's fine. I know you know we weren't meant for each other, and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right? If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right?
I tried to imagine your reaction. It didn't scare me when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. That night we went drinking, stumbled in the house and didn't make it past the kitchen. It's been a year now, think I figured out how to think about you without it ripping my heart out. And I know you know, we know you aren't down for forever, and it's fine. I know you know, we weren't meant for each other, and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling while I hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over, right? You'd come over, you'd come over, you'd come over, right? I know, you know, we know we weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world is ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
Sorry, DJ Sean Money. How's it going?
Sound engineer. And today, we got a good show all about some Jim Bro culture. You know, we're going to be looking at some fictional characters. Dr. Doofenshmirtz is one of them because I said so. And we're going to be seeing how much they can lift, you know. We're going to see who can outlift them in real life. And
probably a lot of people.
Yeah,
but
that's
like,
true. I don't know. I don't think anybody's outlifting Batman.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
We're
not.
Looking at a bunch of different.
Maybe,
characters.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're not.
And we're also going to be talking about how to get stronger yourself and how to really set goals for yourself as well. You know, some positive self-talk into that. But yeah, we will be right back after some songs.
Ooh, let's see. I have so many. What should I pick, man? I pick another childhood song, a sped up song, or anything.
Sped up, yeah.
Sped up song, I got you. 3, 2, DJ Show Money.
I'm not afraid.
waiting for? The Baljeetles!
Hey, cool beat, Buford.
Thanks.
What's up, Baljeet? Your band is waiting for you on stage.
I can't do it! I just do not know how to rock! I know I'm going to get a bad grade!
Wait, what are you talking about, grades? This is Summer Rocks! There are no grades!
No grades? Oh, so it is pass-fail?
No, we use a free-floating curriculum to encourage kids to just rock out and have fun.
I do not believe this! I wasted all this time in a class without grades! Oh! If only there was some other kind of outlet for me to express these feelings to my like-minded peer group! Pardon me! I want to try something! You know I am going to stick to them.
Can I get a syllabus, a little discipline? Judge me on a scale from A to F.
You wasted all my time learning how to rhyme and left me hanging from a treble class.
Somebody give me a break.
I need the man keeping me down.
Somebody give me a break.
Is there a red pen in this town?
Somebody give me a break.
To relax and keep my heart rate slow and steady, you know, because too much excitement would cause my heart to beat too fast and short out the pulmonator.
Change time! Change time!
Hey, the platypus, stop chasing me! I'm supposed to keep my heart rate down!
The establishment.
My parents understand me, put conformity inside of me. We try to help the system out. I ain't gonna waste my summer thinking beatings for my drummer. Put a mic in front of me and I'll shout.
Give me a break.
You know I'm gonna wreck the curve.
Somebody give me a break.
The only letter I deserve.
Somebody give me a break.
This isn't gonna quest. I demand there be a test today.
Somebody give me a break.
Give me a break.
Bow. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7
FM
WGXC Acre Catskillin
Hudson.
And we are Clubhouse. And if you don't know what that is, we are a program of the Mental Health Association. So we're pretty much a community center, but better because we're a program of the Mental Health Center. So we're a drop-in center. That's right. Anybody can come on.
Drop in by.
Oh.
Drop on by. There you know. It is. Be a part of the show if you would even like. We're open every day from Monday to Saturday from 2 to 8. I was going to say 7, but we actually close at 8 now because we got more staff.
Yeah, ready on.
And today we're going to be talking about self-improvement. And right there, that little kid show was a perfect example. You can't control exactly what you feel. You can only choose how you can react to it. So that's some advice. Even if you're feeling super down, you can't control that. You know, you can't automatically say, I'm going to be happy. It's, man, yeah, I have to accept this.
That's definitely true. You can't just, like, be like, yeah, I'm going to be happy today.
Yeah, you can't control your emotions.
Well,
you can only control how you react to them.
Could you say that? I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to be happy today.
I mean, there are some things that you actually can do. For example, I know smiling, even if you're not happy, will actually trick your brain.
Really?
Happy. Yeah, there's a Pavlov.
Is that why they say the saddest people smile all the time?
Could be.
You think? Well, okay, so I know we were going to talk about lifting, right?
Oh, yeah. See, self-improvement, in a lot of ways, a lot of people will automatically think
lifting. A lot of people will automatically think lifting, and that's okay, because, you know, sometimes that's what you need. And exercise releases a bunch of happy endorphins, so that's good for you.
Okay, so who's, how much do you think, are we starting off with Batman?
Nah, Batman starting off is crazy. That's, we gotta build up to him.
Okay.
We starting with Doofenshmirtz.
Oh.
You know, I'm curious.
I need to spell Hallery.
Ugh. You know, I'm guessing 350. He can bench 350.
It's like doctor, right? Doctor.
Yeah, bro is 6'2", and that got me genuinely surprised. Like, with all the building he does and all the wrench turning he does, bro is probably like a sleeper build. I'm thinking he could lift 350.
How much weight does Dr. Doofenshmirtz? Wait, how much weight?
And, you know, as a joke, we're going to be comparing ourselves to some fictional characters, but a piece of advice is the only person you should compare yourself to is the person you were yesterday.
Ooh, W quote.
You know, you shouldn't look at somebody else because their life is completely different and they've been in different shoes since you, since birth. What? I'm scared.
Wait.
Oh, I thought you got, like, some crazy info, like he could bench, like, 2 tons or something.
I feel like I spelled his name wrong, or got his name wrong. Is that right?
There's, I'm sorry, you can't convince me he can't deadlift at least 200 pounds.
Bro is built.
Alrighty,
let's... Bro is built.
Also known as... Heinz? Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Heinz Doofenshmirtz.
Heinz Doofenshmirtz. Also known as Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Bro's built like ketchup.
Doof, Dr. D.
You know, we might not get an answer. He's not known for lifting. That's the problem.
He is 47 years old.
How much does he weigh?
Let's see. Okay. He's male. Age, 41. 57 and actor age. 67 and Phineas and Ferb.
That's crazy. Bro, it's 67? He's fighting okay, with a platypus bro, wait, like bro, he's 5.
Bro has 3 ages. He goes from... 47 to 51.
What? 57. What? He starts at 47.
He starts at 47 in the beginning of the series.
So most of the series is 47.
And he goes to 57.
What's his weight? And we can calculate this.
He's 6'2". What's his weight?
He doesn't his weight. Look up how much the average 6'2 could 6'2 male could bench.
Oh, we'll see. Right? I just want to see if they have anything else.
And like I said, everybody, benching isn't the best way for self-improvement. It's definitely up there, you know. Some physical improvement never hurts. And then on top of the physical, you got the mental endorphins. You get them happy dopamine. You get them serotonin chemicals. But on top of that, it could be something like setting plans for yourself in life. You know, it doesn't have to always be physical.
That model
although,
was funny.
It could be.
I forgot that he had a brother.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the
He's
mayor?
The same height.
Is he?
Yeah, and look how built the mayor looks. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, I think his brother's taller. I only say that just because...
No, they're both 6'2". I looked it up.
Nah. I swear, Dr. Doofenshmirtz is taller. Because look, he has to be taller, right? Look at the hunch in his back. If he's 6'2", off of this, imagine if he fixes his posture.
Bro...
What?
Okay, so we'll say 6'4". How much can the average 6'4 person can lift?
All right.
6'4 male.
How much can I put the...
So, this is going to be our start, and it's kind of scary how Bill Doofenshmirtz might actually be from Phineas and Ferb. I can't believe he's our start for the comparison.
Average. What is it? 6'4"?
Yeah.
Oopsie. Are you telling me my 6 button doesn't work? You suck.
Gotta click hard. No, you really do. You just gotta press really hard on my keyboard. But everybody, listen at home. If you want something to do, specifically, you're in Catskill. We do got a Hudson location that we're moving in permanently, boys. That's what's up, and girls, and everybody of unspecified gender or different gender identities. We got a clubhouse in Hudson. That's what's up. And we got one in Catskill, 455 Main Street. We're open from 2 to 8 p.m. from Mondays to Saturdays. And we are a program brought to you by the Mental Health Association. So we're pretty much like a community center, but better because we're a drop-in center.
Alrighty.
And we got that mental health training, and we can help you with your day, you know, if you're going through some stuff. We got food always available to you in the kitchen. You know, we got some fan favorites, too. I swear kids will be eating up the, what's it called, tater tots and the Hot Pockets.
So probably like 40 to 60 kilograms.
See, since I'm a dumb American, I don't know what that means in pounds. Well, I wish we used that system.
Kilograms?
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's at least like 160, right?
Somewhere on there.
What was that, kilograms?
I'm just about, how much?
What was the kilograms?
40 to 60.
60 kilograms to pounds, and we got 132.
Oh, you suck. I was going to look it up. What?
I feel like that's...
I'll try to look it up.
I feel like that's a little bit low. I don't know.
That's what it said. But
yeah, I guess he is also
okay.
Kind of
so
like
what was
somebody
that?
Who sits?
What was the weight? What was the weight that you looked? That you got?
132 pounds.
132 pounds. Okay.
So that's our start. That's our
okay.
Start.
Write that down. Write that down. Because we got to write that down. Doofenshmirtz
is
can
at
lift.
132.
132.
And we will be moving to another fictional show after a song.
All right. All right. Got you. You know, it's another Phineas and Ferb song.
See, so in this, as you're thinking of this Phineas and Ferb song, just think of Doofenshmirtz being able to deadlift over 100 pounds.
That's a fact.
Shoo-in, but we're a little young to be doing what we're doing, yeah. We got heads full of dreams and sneakers full of feet. The world is our oyster and life is tasting sweet. We're taking off like we're in a supersonic jet. But if you think we got about as high as we can get, just watch. We're gonna kick it up a notch.
Kick it up a notch.
Oh, man, you know it's true. Kick it
up a notch.
We're gonna push on through.
Kick it up a notch.
We're not content to go with the flow. Cause everybody knows summer arrives, but now we're ready to roll. Alright, slash, let's roll. Everybody knows summer rocks, but now we're ready to roll.
And we're back. And isn't it crazy how Dr. Doofenshmirtz is 6'2", or technically 6'4", if he has better posture. But again, I am your lovely sound engineer, DJ Sean Muddy.
And I am your.
There you go. Oh.
And I am your lovely host, DJ Cola. And welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Microphone is holding at angle. I gotta hold that at a specific angle. It's cutting out. Gotta email the IT department about that one. Yes, we do. Right. But welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill in Hudson. Today I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with my sound engineer,
DJ Hermione.
And if you don't know what a Clubhouse is, we're like a community center, but we're a program of the Mental Health Columbia. Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, so what better? We can help you through some emotional roller coasters, and we'll be with you through the highs and the lows. Right. And if you want to come on by, we're located on 455 Main Street, the Catskill one. The Hudson one, we just got a new location that I got to learn of. You know, it's actually just like settled that we got it for keepsake.
Yeah.
So, and we got the news today, so that's awesome. All right. Good news.
So now, we should do Rio.
Rio?
Yeah. From it's going to be very low. It's going to be a very low rate.
What is he?
He's a bird.
Well, how much does a... They got hollow bones.
Birds can lift a lot.
No, they cannot.
What? Birds can lift a lot.
Okay, we're going to max him here. We're going to max him out. Look up what's the strongest bird, and then we're going to see how much that can weigh. See, we are educational, we are simply training ourselves to be fast and fly like birds and be free as
like bird.
Like a bird.
And don't you know the bird is the word?
The bird, bird, bird.
Now we gotta play that.
I don't think I can. what the strong?
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. What are you looking at?
Rio?
Oh, how much can a bird lift, right?
Yeah, the strongest bird. I'm pretty sure the eagle can only lift like 40 pounds, right? The birds are stupid. They don't got an advantage. They got hollow bones. They're weak to blunt force. You could kick a turkey and then it'll die. Don't do that.
That's so satisfying.
Some keyboard.
Isn't that satisfying?
Yeah. But also, some more things that we offer to the community. We also have that community fridge down on West Bridge Street.
Do you want to read this?
Sure. The arch bridge can hold the most weight of the three. The deck... What? Oh, that's the bridge. Yeah. That's bridge, not bird.
Oh. Oopsie. It's a day.
I mean, if I was a bridge, I would be pretty built, too.
How much a bridge with?
Nah, if I was a bridge, I would be the Golden State Bridge, because I always play the Golden Warrior, the Golden State Warriors. Duke.
Okay, let's see.
You know, if you're listening to
12.5
this...
12.5 pounds.
Bro can't even match SpongeBob lifting up the marshmallow.
You know what? I want to play it just because it's a W song. All right. We'll be back.
Now, Rap Me has some special guests from out of town, and let's show them some love because I don't think they get out much.
Yo. Everybody put their wings together and clap them as loud as you can. Clap them. I don't care. Slap them.
Party in Ipanema, baby.
I want to party. I want a samba, I want a party, I want a samba, I want a party, and live my life,
my life.
I want a party,
party,
and fly.
I'ma fly just like a bird.
But you are a bird.
Oh yeah, you're right, so let me fly just like a rocket then.
Okay.
Climb so high where I need to come down for oxygen.
Hey.
Cause once we started, baby, ain't no stopping then.
Hey.
Cause I just wanna live my life and party.
Hey.
All I want is to be free and rock my body.
Okay.
Been around the world and I wanna live my life in Rio, cause Rio, cause Rio, Rio.
What are you
party.
Doing? I don't know.
All right, Blue.
And fly.
That samba, samba master, 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 master. You shout sound from my ghetto blaster, 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 blaster. You dance fast, but I dance faster.
Hey, she likes you.
What are you talking about? Haven't you been listening?
No, but I've been watching. Just be yourself. Go on.
I
want
a samba, I want a party, I want a samba, I want a party, and live my life.
Hey,
stop the world tonight. I would freeze this moment in time. Oh, if I only could. Our bodies dance like the wind over and over again in a perfect sky. Hypnotized by the sound.
Tell you how it all happened. Then autumn it came, we were never the same. Those nights everything felt like magic. And I wonder if you miss me too. If you don't, is the one thing that I wish you knew. I think about you every morning when I open my. Ending. What we have is never ending. Oh, oh. If all we are is just a moment, don't forget me, 'cause I won't end.
So as I was saying to my lovely co-host, sound engineer, you know, if I could actually be like a monkey, I totally would. Like,
if he could be a monkey, he totally would. He cut out a little bit though, but it's okay. I like how he doesn't notice.
You know, just
he cuts out.
Just swinging from vine to vine, living the life. Yo. Besides, monkeys never cramp. You know that.
Really. No.
Look it up. It's a dumb video.
Have you ever seen the original Hex Girls? Okay, so we were talking about
Scooby Dooby 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 Doo.
So we were talking about a little bit how like the Hex Girls has like shaped us.
That's an interesting way to phrase that.
The Hex Girls has shaped our hearts.
You know, if you want to have these silly discussions, just chill, watch some cartoons. We got a PlayStation 2. We got some food. You can come down at 455 Main Street. We are Catskill Clubhouse, and we are a program from the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, so we're pretty much a community center. But since we're from the Mental Health Association, we're technically called a drop-in center.
Yeah.
Just the name. Just a name change because of legal stuff, you know, right. Legal details. But like community center wise, we pretty much offer the same kind of stuff. We got food, we got activities.
If we're being honest,
we're open from every I said 11 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
11. What is
that's
this?
When
the summer time?
That's when I start food bank.
All of a sudden, what do you start at 11?
But yeah, you know, you can come on, drop on the radio show that we do from 5 to 7. We go on air to 6. And we hope you are having a great time listening.
Now, back to our local scheduled program. Honestly, this was like the first song that I've ever heard. Not the song that I played before, but the song I was about to play. This was the best song from Scooby-Doo.
Besides the intro
of Scooby-Doo, the best song I've ever heard in the cartoons, at least.
I'm going to judge
Hex
you based
Girl.
On that.
And it's the Hex Girls.
Oh, the one we were just listening to?
No, the one that's about to come.
All right, we'll see.
It is the best song I've ever heard of Scooby-Doo ever in my life.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you and tell him if he's lying. But we will be
Hold on,
after we go into Scooby-Doo, the Hex Girls' All right, greatest hits.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Careless eyes
think of the new song? Are you ready?
Hulu on Disney Plus is now available.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE. I'm your host and sound engineer. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Salmoni. And again, you're listening. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
And again, you're listening to
Clubhouse Radio,
on
broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE. And let's break down that title for you a little bit. Oh my god, I took a... I didn't realize he was behind.
Did he scare you?
Yes,
you?
I took the picture and I didn't even know he was there.
You didn't know he was there?
So we just got sneaked up on. It's okay. But that's okay, because we offer freedom here at Clubhouse Radio. And let's bite that title down, Clubhouse.
Get it? Bite that title down, because Hexagon's a vampire. Yeah, we're funny.
But let's break it down. Clubhouse, pretty much a drop-in center, which is a community center, but we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And the radio part is we have a radio show thanks to Wave Farm and WGXC. And if you're walking around in town in Catskill, Hudson, or Acre, you probably see some shops or even some like other likewise type of community center type places with the WGX Center. And that is because it is all free for us. And,
don't go to Twisted, though. We're the best on the block. Don't ever get us Twisted.
Yeah, we're the best show on the WGXC.
Yeah,
but if you don't want to give it to...
What,
we're the best?
Yeah.
I don't know. Phil Grant also has that smooth voice, though.
Yeah, he does.
He does the news. But we don't got the news this time.
Yeah, you know,
so
they haven't blessed us
you
in like 3 weeks. But
yeah, so we will lead you right into another song.
All right. Honestly, okay.
But yeah, if you want to come and bop with us, just come on down at 455 Main Street. We are open from Monday to Saturday from 2 to 8 p.m. And yeah, you know, we open in a little later. We got more staff. The summer starting. If you want to go to the YMCA and work out, we provide transportation there. And we were doing a little show, but we kind of lost track of it on how much fictional characters could lift.
Yeah,
Doofenshmirtz can bench over 130, which is scary.
A bird can lift like 12.5 pounds.
And this is the only information we have got to you today.
But yeah, but pretty soon we should look up how much Phineas could lift.
Okay. All right. We're kind of doing that because this show is about self-improvement. Yeah. And a little note to self is don't compare yourself to fictional characters. Batman can lift, like, the Titanic. He's not real, guys.
And Spider-Man can
lift, besides,
like,
I'm Batman. I'm actually Batman.
I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So. I'm Miles. I'm stronger.
The only person you should compare yourself to
is
who
you
were yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, always self-improvement. But yeah, we will be right back after Robot Riot.
From Phineas and Ferb.
Gonna kick some robot chassis, so you better tell your robot nation to say a robot prayer, cause you better prepare for an automaton annihilation. You think you're gonna take us down, the mechanical man, you just try it. You're gonna ride the bell out of town, this is a robot riot. Dad was just a washing machine. This is a robot ride. I'm gonna rip you up, I'm gonna break you down, I'm gonna take you to the chop chop downtown. You know that you'll be dreading this Android Armageddon. I think you better check your fluids, cause I know you're sweating. You know you're gonna lose and sing the robot blues. You'll blow a fuse and take a robot snooze. I will deactivate you because I kinda hate you. Don't wanna beat around the bushes, cause the robot ride. This is a robot ride. I'm gonna pick you up, put you back together in a new configuration. Just the robot on. Cause your sister is a fridge and you know her light is always on. This is a robot ride.
You gotta do something about that portal.
Robot ride.
Sir, we're gonna go try to close the portal.
Gonna take you to the chop shop downtown. Gonna rip you up, gonna break you down. Gonna take you to the chop shop downtown.
Get that my shiny tone.
feeling to go away. to say. I can't do everything, but I can try. And as I roll along, I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I'll find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's song. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to waste. Well, it all keeps spinning, spinning round and round and upside down. Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I don't want this feeling to go away.
Hello, hello, hello.
Please don't go away.
Oh, that's sad.
Right? Yeah, but...
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Unfortunately, we have to go away, but it is just for today.
Yeah.
Because another week, we will have another episode to display.
No.
Bars.
I know we were supposed to, like, talk about, like, self-improvement and like, working out.
There's self-improvement in the arts. Curious George, you gotta find curiosity. Curious George is all about self-improvement. That show got so much more lessons. If you haven't...
Rose had to give a beating heartfelt speech. It's...
Bro, that cutout was kind of funny, though. But if you haven't watched Curious George, do yourself a favor. Please do it. You're not old enough. Trust me, that dude is awesome. Bro is just built different.
I'm old, but are you that old? Nah. I'm old, but are you this old? And we'll see you guys next time.
No, we won't. I still have something to say.
Which is?
can I borrow your mic?
So, microphone technical difficulties. We have emailed IT that will be solved by next show. No worries, everybody. But yeah, we're just going to break down the title one more time. Clubhouse, pretty much a community center, but we are brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So we're a drop-in center. We can help you if you're ever going through tough times or need somebody to talk to. We have food, we have entertainment, pretty much like, yeah, community center, like I said. And the radio part, Wave Farm. Thank you so much, Wave Farm. Shout out to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Without them, we would not be able to do this. They give shows to the community for free, and if you want to donate to them, you can head over to wavefarm.org. But yeah, you're looking at the clock, you're looking at your phone, you're looking probably at your car clock, to be honest. You might be hot, microwaving a Hot Pocket, and you're looking on the clock, you're seeing that it is unfortunately 6:58. I had to check myself because I wasn't looking at the clock. But that means we are heading out for today. We had an amazing show with you guys. But remember, always improve, even if it's one small step at a time. Every journey, no matter how far it is started with one step. The only person you should compare yourself to is who you were yesterday. But yeah, have a great day, everybody.